As summer heat grips much of the country, some consumer advocates say motorists are getting ripped off at the gas pump. Gasoline, like all liquids, expands as it heats up, meaning a gallon of gas contains less energy as the mercury rises. Some lawmakers are considering requiring gas stations to sell temperature-adjusted gas in summer. From Kansas City, NPR's Jason Beaubien reports.
Unlike most stories about rising oil prices and rip-offs at the gas pump, the culprit here is physics.
You know, in the summertime, fuel gets hot. And as it gets hot, the volume expands, but the energy content does not.
Tyson Slocum directs the energy program for the advocacy group Public Citizen.
And as a result, when you pull up to a gas station, start filling up your car, you are getting less gasoline than you're actually paying for.
Well, not really. You're still getting a gallon of gas. The problem is that when a gallon of gas heats up from, say, 60 degrees to 80 degrees, it expands by about 1%. Thus, if a gas station buys a gallon of gas at 60 degrees and then sells it at 80 degrees, the gas station would get to keep that extra 1%.
The House of Representatives has estimated that folks are getting ripped off to the tune of about $1.5 billion this summer.
Representatives for gas stations and the oil industry say no one's being ripped off. They argue that any benefit they get in the summer is wiped out by the winter months when liquids contract. This issue has come up in large part because wholesale gas is sold on a temperature-adjusted basis. Wholesale fuel transactions assume that the temperature of the fuel is 60 degrees. If a large supplier delivers gas at a higher temperature, the buyer is compensated accordingly. Hirsch Casey, who runs a Sinclair gas station in Mission, Kansas, says he thinks the issue is being blown out of proportion.
All my gas is stored in the ground in steel tanks. I can't see how it heats up that quick.
Some pushing for the change say that the nation's gas pumps should be retrofitted to address the hot fuel issue. The pumps would dispense a little bit more or a little bit less gas, depending on whether the liquid is above or below 60 degrees Fahrenheit. Hirsch Casey has been pumping gas for 48 years, and he says he barely makes a profit off of it right now. It's his auto shop that keeps him afloat. And most gas stations earn the bulk of their profit, selling cigarettes, soda, and beer. Casey says the cost of retrofitting his gas pumps would lead to higher prices for his customers.
If he charged me, I'll have to pass it on. The oil company has to pay it, they're going to pass it on.
While the less dense, warmer fuel being sold in the summer contains less energy, the drop is fairly small. A 30-degree rise in fuel temperature could cause a 1 to 2% decline in the amount of energy per gallon. However, the laws of physics here are counterbalanced by the laws of the Environmental Protection Agency. In the summer, the EPA requires oil companies to sell a different gas formulation to help reduce smog. These summer blends of fuel just happen to have 1 to 2% more energy per gallon than their winter counterparts. Despite this, hot fuel has become a hot issue. Congress and legislatures in several southern states are considering tackling it. At least 4 lawsuits have been filed to try to force oil companies to sell temperature-adjusted gas at the pumps in the summer. Motorists concerned that they're being ripped off by hot fuel have one more reason to envy Hawaii. It's the only state to adjust its pumps for warmer gas. Jason Beaubien, NPR News, Kansas City.